In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, while green often equates to gold here lately with many new products boasting environmentally friendly claims.
There's a whole slew of products that have come on the market lately in response to the going green kick.
That's Dr. Rebecca Schnell, University of Kentucky Extension plant expert, who says that includes those in the nursery industry with products for commercial greenhouses such as natural biodegradable green pots and containers composed of natural fibers like rice hulls and such. But Schnell and her counterparts at six other universities are currently studying just how green these products are.
We're looking at how well these pots will fit into the existing systems, into greenhouse automation. A lot of these fiber pots need to use some sort of binder to hold the fibers together, which in some cases can be sticky. So a potting machine may have trouble separating those pots in order to get them into the trays and through the production line. So there's some issues there. Because again, if you're talking about carbon footprint, the whole calculation definitely goes out the window if you have to buy all new equipment.
Also, many of the fiber pots are much heavier than the conventional plastic,
which means you're going to use more fuel to transport those containers and the plants in the containers.
Another consideration is the fact that they use more water, obviously a big deal for the nursery industry here in Florida.
So we're basically going to be looking at these guys from every angle and see, are they truly sustainable?
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.